Now, in House District 27, we have the incumbent Bob Book, the Democrat, and Bob Lewis is the Republican challenger. Let's go to an opening statement from incumbent Bob Book.
Michael, I want to thank you and all the folks at KAKM for the opportunity to discuss our campaigns. I am Representative Bob Book, and it has been an honor and a pleasure to serve the constituents of the Sand Lake, Jewel Lake, Kincaid areas these past 2 years. My wife, Marcy, and I raised our two children in South Anchorage. They went to Gladyswood Elementary, Mears Junior High, and graduated from Diamond High. As a youth hockey coach in the 80s, a Diamond West Little League coach and volunteer hunter education instructor for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game through the 90s, I have volunteered on behalf of the folks of South Anchorage. From 2000 until I retired and ran for office in July of 2004, I was promoting vocational opportunities for students and workers all over Alaska. Getting to resolve some of the problems in District 27 is a rare opportunity I have proudly embraced.
Thank you. Now we go to the Republican, Bob Lewis.
Good evening. My name is Bob Lewis, and I am running for State House in District 27 because I want to bring back active representation to our district and to the people of Alaska by introducing legislation that will increase access to health care, that will fix our roads, particularly the roads that are deteriorating in our district, and to accelerate development of renewable energy resources and particularly delivery systems of those sources. I look forward to your support, and I ask for your vote.
Thank you very much. Now we go to candidate questions, and we'll go first to Mr. Lewis for Representative Book.
Bob, health care is a huge concern to Alaskans in District 27. Going door to door, that's one of the most frequently asked concerns, and particularly people throughout the state. Since you've voted against every budget since you've been in the House that included help in the healthcare industry, in both the operating and the capital budget, what specifically have you done to increase access to healthcare for Medicare patients, seniors, children, and all of Alaskans since you've been in the legislature?
Well, Bob, thank you for the question. It has been my distinguished honor to support, especially on a needs basis, seniors. And through a special session that took place right here in Anchorage, we addressed those senior cares. I'm looking forward for the opportunity to address children's health care in the next session. I think that that's affordable, and they're the most vulnerable. And that is probably the way that we're going to start off on our health care issue in this state. Now, there are many opportunities out there. I have belonged to several of those while in being employed, and looking to capitalize those on those in the future. I look forward to addressing this very high priority in our district. Thank you.
Mr. Lewis, your rebuttal.
Okay, you say you addressed those issues. Specifically, what did you do? Did you introduce any legislation? Did you support any legislation? What specifically did you do for health care for Medicare patients and all the other Alaskan seniors and children throughout this? Addressing the issue isn't solving it. But we'd like to know, and I think our constituents need to know, exactly what you did to move legislation along to help these issues.
As I said, Mr. Lewis, and I thank you again for the question, last year in a one-day special session, we looked at how we could address, and it's going to cost the state about $18 million, a needs-based senior care bill. That was passed. And that is a way by which we have started to address this very prominent issue. And it is going to be one that is going to be foremost in the opportunities that I look forward to addressing in this next session.
Okay, Mr. Book, it's your opportunity to ask Representative Book to ask Mr. Lewis a question. Go ahead.
I have been involved in the Sand Lake Community Council since the early 1990s. I volunteered as a hockey and little league coach, provided instruction for hunter education, and spent hundreds of hours promoting the Anchorage Neighborhood Crime Watch program. Do you believe the Anchorage Neighborhood Crime Watch program is a good community effort, and have you ever been involved in any neighborhood safety efforts?
Thank you. Yes, I do believe that the Neighborhood Watch program is a good effort. It's a very worthy cause and worthy of support. It's a municipal project, which means that you can continue it even after the election if you lose. The other part of your question is, what have I done? I think I addressed that at the Sand Lake Community Council. Most of my community efforts since I've been in Alaska have been involved with athletic organizations. I was on the board and president of the Alaska Racquetball Association in the early 90s. I was on the board and I was president of the Alaska Special Olympics during the mid to late 80s. And I, up until current, just about a few months ago, I was president of the Alaska Golf Association. So that's where my focus has been up until I got involved in running for this office.
Your rebuttal, sir.
Thank you. Running for public office is a privilege that should be for a noble cause. Having been chosen by a substantial majority, successfully working in a nonpartisan manner, I have continued to provide for the residents of the Sand Lake, Jewel Lake, Kincaid area. By building on the experience of my previous public service, I have produced the kind of results the constituents demanded. Working with parents, teachers, and administration, I have addressed the priorities of our local schools. The long overdue improvements of the parks and roads of South Anchorage have begun. Many of our neighborhoods have regained a sense of community through my efforts in promoting the Anchorage Neighborhood Crime Watch program. I look forward to continuing this level of support to our community.
Mr. Lewis, you have a brief rebuttal or response?
Thank you. The road improvements that you just addressed were funded by Norm Rokeberg in 06 before you took office. The funding for road improvement in the 27th District has virtually dried up since you've been in office. And I think that that's one of the areas that I can actively improve on with a noticeable difference.
Okay. It's my opportunity to ask a question or questions of you both, and I'll start with Representative Book. The permanent fund has lost about $10 billion in value during the last couple of months as a result of the Wall Street crisis. Is the fund in danger?
Well, the fund basically uses about 10% of its resources towards real estate, and the rest of it is invested in the market. And so it is subject to the vagaries of the market. In looking at the permanent fund, going through that, I had the opportunity last year to actually go through the permanent fund and see how it operated. And I was hoping that we would have a broader divestiture of our portfolio. So to date, I'm not in charge of that. There are some people with a great deal more expertise that are. And I got to tell you, everyone is concerned, and I'm one of them.
Mr. Lewis.
I'm not that concerned, and I'll tell you why. The Permanent Fund Corporation has stocks in 63 different countries. In the U.S. alone, the Permanent Fund Corporation has holds 2,300 different stocks. So that's very, very diverse, and I think we'll ride this out. The number one stock, by the way, in the Permanent Fund, that's the biggest investment that it has, is with Exxon. And it's almost a quarter of $1 billion. And the oil companies are very profitable right now and very firm. And I think that that's a good handle for us to have for the permanent fund. It's good stability.
Okay, I'll go back to you, Mr. Lewis. The state of Alaska spends tens of millions of dollars on education. It's the biggest item in the budget. Are we getting our money's worth?
I think we're getting our money's worth as far as the amount of money we're spending. I'm disappointed in the dropout rate. I'm disappointed that our students in Alaska don't score higher on their SATs than other kids of their same age in the nation and throughout the world. I think we have to take a look at that and see if we can improve it. But I don't think spending more money is going to solve the problem. Most of the budget for education, over 80% of it, goes to pay school teachers and their benefits. I think it's about 85% actually. So that means about 15 cents out of every dollar actually hits the classroom. I don't know how we can adjust that, but we got to look at it, make sure we keep the teachers happy, but we in turn still increase the education capacity of our students.
Representative Book.
Thank you. Last year, we took a very bold step. We forward-funded education. Now, for the first time in the history of the state, we are able to really look at true numbers. We're able to look at the cost of contracts. We're looking at the actual cost of some of the negotiations that have taken place. And we're looking down the road at what it's going to cost us and the precise numbers. So for the first time in the history of the state, we're really looking at a manner in which we can look at one of the highest portions of our budget. So in this regard, we have started on a mannerism in which we are really looking forward to taking care of the future of the state. And of course, everyone's priority is schools.
Thank you. Now we'll go to our closing statements, and we'll start with Representative Bob Book.
I would like to thank all the folks out there who supported me in the past and the viewers who have allowed us into their homes now. I am Representative Bob Book, working hard to improve the neighborhoods of Sand Lake, Jewel Lake, and Kincaid area. Working successfully on your behalf across party lines has produced two public safety bills that have made us safer in our homes. You can see the results of the efforts to improve the roads in our neighborhoods. Working with the administration, our schools are improvements that the principals and PTAs have requested as their priorities. I have worked hard for you and would consider it an honor to have your vote November 4th so I may continue working hard on your behalf. I'm Representative Bob Book, and I'd appreciate your vote.
Thank you. And Mr. Lewis.
To all the residents of District 27, I will re-energize our representation in Juneau if elected. I will fight higher taxes. I will support education K-12 and at UAA by making sure that UAA gets their proper share of the funding, which they haven't been getting for the last several years. I want to protect the permanent fund. I will increase access to health care for all Alaskans, and I will support small business and help keep our Alaskan economy growing and healthy. I urge you to vote for me and send me to Juneau to let me pursue these goals. Thank you.